From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in Japan, the initial stop of his first official visit to Asia. Trump landed Sunday at Yokota Air Force Base outside Tokyo. The president will address service members before he meets with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and play a round of golf with Japanese golfer Hideki Matsumaya. Japan is the first stop in Trump's five-nation Asia tour. The president will also visit South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri resigned Saturday during a trip to Saudi Arabia. The surprise move plunged Lebanon into uncertainty amid already heightened regional tensions. Hariri said he would like to say to Iran and its followers that they will be losers in their intervention in Arab affairs. Hariri accused Tehran of spreading chaos, strife, and destruction throughout the region and warned that its actions would backfire. Several thousand people marched in Spain's Basque Country to protest the Spanish government's takeover of Catalonia's affairs, to impede the region's secession, and to punish the politicians promoting it. The march, held Saturday in Bilbao, also was organized as a show of support for Catalan separatists who claim the region's people have the right to self-determination. More pro-independence rallies are planned for the coming weeks in Catalonia. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media, such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. On the heels of this week's deadly truck attack, New York City officials are ramping up security ahead of Sunday's marathon, which is expected to attract tens of thousands of competitors and spectators. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said there will be extra security present.
You'll have thousands of officers on duty this weekend, but I want to stress this is just a precautionary measure. We have no information that points to any issues. This is just a precautionary measure given the recent events.
In addition, the State Police, National Guard, and the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, as well as the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, will increase deployments at airports, bridges, tunnels, and mass transit systems before and after the race. Thousands of people rallied in Melbourne, Australia, Saturday in support of 600 men refusing to leave an Australian-run migrant camp in Papua New Guinea that closed this week. Phil Mercer has the story.
Campaigners say the government in Canberra is treating the men like animals and are demanding they be allowed to resettle in Australia. Australia wants them to move to new accommodation units, but the men fear more attacks by locals who are opposed to their presence on the island. The units have been built by Australia in the PNG community of Lorengau. But the United Nations says some of the new community housing isn't ready, a claim denied by Australia. Canberra has locked up all asylum seekers who try to reach its shores by boat in camps in the South Pacific. Australia says the policy stops migrants risking their lives at sea and protects its maritime borders. Critics argue the measures are punitive and extreme. Australian actor Russell Crowe says Australia's treatment of refugees held in Papua New Guinea is a nation's shame. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A militant allegedly involved in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi made his first appearance in a U.S. federal court in Washington on Friday, where he was ordered held in custody until a preliminary hearing Thursday. Mustafa al-Iman, a Libyan national, is facing charges of killing a person in the course of an attack on a federal facility and providing material support to terrorists resulting in death. The United States has ordered all non-essential employees of its mission to Somalia to leave the capital of Mogadishu because of specific threat information against them. The order came a day after the U.S. military carried out its first drone strikes against Islamic State group allied fighters in Somalia, saying several terrorists had been killed in the northern Puntland region. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.